So I see many students here. I hope you're all studying very nicely. All right, so I want to ask you a question. See which student can answer this question. What is the most important thing to learn? What is the most important subject of education? Mukhyamana Vishayam. Who can answer? Anyone can say? Religion. All right. All right, that's a good answer. Anyone else like to offer an answer? All right. Why is that? Why is the spiritual thing more important? Very intelligent. Whatever else we learn, that knowledge will be finished at the time of death. Now, can you tell us some of the names of the most famous people in the world living today? Yes, yeah, sports, business, films, politics. Prabhupada. Unfortunately, But I mean in the material field. I suppose, yeah. Most countries, they're not interested in cricket, but in the countries where they're interested in cricket, they know his name. I think a more popular game is soccer. Who's football? Who's the most famous football player? They don't know. What about in business? Who's very famous in businessman? Any suggestions? I think probably Bill Gates is the most famous businessman in the world. Right? What do you think? Yeah. Probably the most famous. They don't know. Microsoft is not popular here. The most famous person from Sri Lanka in the world is based in northern part of Sri Lanka. The most famous person from Sri Lanka. His name is Prabhakaran. He's the most famous. Then probably then in religion, some famous figures. Maybe you don't want to say them. Very famous is the Pope, is very famous. Then among the Buddhists, this Dalai Lama is very famous. So like that, there's different. Oh, there's one very famous Muslim. No, from, I don't know where he's from. I think he's from Saudi Arabia. His name is Bin something. What's his name? One famous Muslim? Bin? Bin what? Anyone knows? Bin Laden. He's famous for killing so many people. So anyway, these are famous people. But you might be famous or accomplished, but if at the time of death we don't know God, then everything is useless. Most people in Tirukoil, what are they doing? They're agriculture, shopkeepers. You can tell me, what is your... Okay, we can ask, what are most people engaged in Tirukoil? Vyavasayam, business. Oh? Vyavasayam means agriculture. Oh, in other language it means business. Agriculture. So, if your father is an ordinary farmer, but he knows Krishna, he will go to Krishna. But even if you're as rich as Bill Gates, or as famous as Muthiah Muralidharan, if you don't know Krishna, then you're at the time of death, everything is useless. There is a story from Bengal. In Bengal there are many rivers. Rivers, nadi. And previously there were not many bridges. So people used to go across by boat. They used to go by rowing the boat, ferry boat. Some of the rivers are very big. Almost looks like the sea. You can hardly see the other side. The rivers are so wide, some of them. So one time, one scholar, he was very learned scholar, but materialist scholar, he came to cross the river. So he got in the boat and he was in the boat, only the boatman and the scholar. These are two alone in the river. So the scholar started speaking to the boatman and he asked the boatman, well, what do you know? He said, well, I know that there's the river, I row across the river, and I sing to Krishna, that's all. And the scholar said, you don't know about zoology or botany or microbiology. He said, what? I never heard of those words. The scholar said, oh, you wasted 25% of your life. So he said, the next thing he asked him, well then, do you know about all the different heads of the state of different countries? Who is the president of the Janadipati of the different countries? He said, no, I just know the local panchayat, sarpanch, whatever that would be in. And the scholar said, you've wasted 50% of your life. Then the wind started to blow a little strongly, and big clouds started to form in the sky, and the scholar became very excited. Oh, he said, that's a very rare formation of clouds. And he asked the boatman, have you studied meteorology? He said, no. The scholar said, you've wasted 75% of your life. And the boatman said, one thing I know is that means that this cloud means there's going to be a big storm. And we're only halfway across the river. And I don't think, it doesn't look like we're going to reach the other side before the storm breaks. So the wind started blowing and the boat started rocking. And the scholar he was holding onto the edge of the boat and becoming very afraid. Then heavy rain and lightning came. And then the boat capsized. There's still a long way from the shore. And the boatman and the scholar were in the river. The boatman called out to the scholar, do you know how to swim? Well, he came up from the water and said, no! And then he went under the water. Then again he came up and the boatman said to him, do you know Krishna? Illa. I don't know. Either. So the boatman said to him, you've wasted 100% of your life. So the boatman swam to the shore and the scholar went bloop, 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 bloop. So this story shows that if we know Krishna, then our life is complete, even if we don't know anything else. But if we don't know Krishna, then all our knowledge ultimately won't help us. So we should try to know Krishna. How can we know about Krishna? All right, let me ask another question. What are some of the subjects you're studying here?
Science.
Science. Which ones? English. Huh? Technology. That's different from science. That's like practical science, maybe. And then there's Bhuvidya. Tamil. Bhugyanam. Vigyanam. Yeah. All right. I see. Sociology. So, how do you learn about Bhugolam, Bhuvidya? How can you learn about Bhuvidya? How do you learn? What's the system? From the teacher. All right. How does the teacher learn to teach you? From another teacher, that's right. And what do they teach? Where is the knowledge? What do they teach? Where do they take the knowledge? Where does the knowledge come from? But it's in a book, isn't it? In Pustakam. So you study the book, isn't it? Is it? You have a book? Geography book? So the teacher teaches what's in the book and makes everything clear and makes sure that you learn it. So in the same way, if we want to know about God, we have to go to the teacher. That teacher is called Guru. But the teacher, he also has to learn from his teacher. And they have to refer to a standard book. So the standard book to understand God is called Bhagavad Gita. Now if I come and I say, I'm a teacher of geography. If someone comes and says, I'm a teacher of geography. And then they'll ask, well, where's your certificate? Who taught you? And if you say, well, I just know by myself. Then no one will accept you. And you have to teach according to what's the standard knowledge given in the book. What is the capital of Sri Lanka? It's not Colombo. Yeah, Sri Jaya, what is it? Yeah, right. It's a separate city just outside Colombo. It's a special city. Just like they have in Pakistan. What's the capital of Pakistan? No, it's not Lahore. What's the capital of Pakistan? Islamabad. It's a special city they made outside Lahore. So it's same outside Colombo. They have Sri Jaya Wadine, something like that. Like Gandhinagar, yeah, like that. So what's the capital of China? Anyone knows? Anyone heard? Beijing, isn't it? Beijing. What's the capital of the United Kingdom, Great Britain? Anyone knows? London, all right. So, if I come and say, actually, Paris is the capital of England, then I'm not a teacher, I'm a fool. Or, if I say that, all right, here's an easy one. Brasilia is the capital of which country? Brasilia is the capital of which country? Brazil, that's right. So if I say Brasilia is the capital of Mexico, then I'm an idiot. Because it's a standard knowledge which everyone has to follow. What about science? Water molecules are composed of two elements. What are those two elements? Hydrogen and oxygen. So if I say, no, water is composed of nitrogen and magnesium. So is that a good teacher who says that? What do you think? Illai. So, in the same way, there is standard knowledge of God. That is given in various religious books of the world, of which the Vedic literature is the most comprehensive. There are various levels of understanding of God. So the highest level of understanding is given in the Vedic Kalacharam. And the essence of all that knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is established as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we want to, someone who's an actual teacher of knowledge of God must teach Bhagavad Gita, Unmai Uravil. And a teacher, he should be in a line of teachers. That means if someone says, I'm a teacher, but I don't have any teacher, then he's not a teacher. A guru, he should also have a guru. Who is the original guru? Who can say? Krishna. That's right. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Imam vivasvate yogam proktavana hamavyayam vivasvan manave prahu manurikshvakave bravit. There is one very nice shlokam, Vasudeva sutang devam. Do you know this one? Anyone knows this verse? No. Vasudeva sutang devam kangsa chanara mardanam devaki paramanandam krishnam vande jagadgurum. Maybe you like to learn this verse? All right, so please repeat after me. Vasudeva sutam devam. Vasudeva sutam devam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Devaki paramanandam. Devaki paramanandam. Krishnam, vande jagadgurum. Krishnam vande jagadgurum. Vasudeva sutam devam. Vasudeva sutam devam. Vasudeva sutam devam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Devaki paramanandam. Devaki paramanandam. Devaki paramanandam. Krishnam vande jagadguru. Vasudeva sutam devam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Kamsa chanura mardanam. Devaki Paramanandam.
Devaki Paramanandam.
Devaki Paramanandam.
Devaki
Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum.
Krishnam Vande
Jagadgurum. Vasudeva Sutam Devam. Kamsa Chanura Mardanam. Devaki Paramanandam. Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. Anyone can say the first line? Vas, vas, vas is the first syllable. First word is Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Madanam. Next line. Devaki Krishnam. Krishnam Vande Jagadguru. Okay, I'll tell you the meaning. It means Vasudeva Suta, means the son of Vasudeva. Who is Vasudev? Oh, Vasudev, Vasudev. Vasudev. So Krishna is called Vasudev Suta, means the son of Vasudev. And Devam, you all know the word Devam, isn't it? You've all heard the word Devam, isn't it? Just like one common name is Sri Devan. So what does Devam mean? Yeah, it means God. Then Kamsa Chanura Mardanam. Who is Kamsa? Krishna's mama. Chanura was one of the servants or followers of Kamsa. He was a wrestler who fought with Krishna, tried to kill Krishna. But Krishna killed him. So Kamsa Chanura Mardanam. Mardanam means to smash down. So Krishna smashed down Kamsa and Chanura. So the next word is Devaki Paramanandam. Who is Devaki? Amma. Krishna's Amma. Alright. So Paramananda, what does that mean? Adhikamana Anandam. So Krishna is the one who gives the greatest pleasure to Devaki. Then Krishnam. Krishna means Krishna. And Vande means, what does Vande mean? Vandanam, Vandanam. Any girl here called Vandana? So Vande means I offer Vandana to Krishna. And Jagadgurum. Jagadguru means? So Krishna is Jagadguru. So this is a very nice shlokam. Yes. Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. So afterwards, we can write it down and you can copy it. And then next time I come, you can all say it to me. Is that all right? Is that a good idea? Actually, next time I come, I'd be very happy if you can all the children can recite to me many verses from Bhagavad Gita. You please learn verses from Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajimang namaskuru mame vaishyasi satyam te pratijane priyosime. Oh, you can say it also. So you please learn these verses from Bhagavad Gita. There are 700 verses, but at least you can learn some. And the most important shlokam of all, what is that? Who can say? Not Bhagavad Gita, but in all the Vedic literature. Anyone can say? Pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. Now, I think there's one which is even more important. All right, okay. Okay, well, I say that the most important is another one. The shloka is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's also a shloka.
Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This appears in the Kali Santarana Upanishad. There it is stated, Iti sodashakam nam kali kalmashana shanam natav parataropaya sarva vedeshu drishyate. So if you know this shloka, you know everything. What are the four Vedas? Can anyone tell me? Rig, Yajur, Dharma. Has anyone read them all? No. All right, well, I'll tell you the easy way to study all the Vedas. Rig Veda, To Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Piyataravanaha, Adhitas Tena Yogtavyam, Harir Ityatra Samvayam. That whoever pronounces these two syllables, Ha Ri, means that just by saying these two syllables, they already studied all the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, and the Tarva Veda. Harir Ityakshara Dvayam, these two Akshara Dvayam. By pronouncing these two syllables, it's equivalent to studying all the Vedas. So please say after me, Ha, Ha-ri, Ha-ri, Ha-ri. So you just studied all the Vedas three times. Of course, there should be Bhav also. But if we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then Bhav will come. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Etusha Bhav Jai Japi Tare Krishna Upajai Bhav. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna mantra that anyone who chants it, their feelings for Krishna, their bhav, will arise. This was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who knows who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yeah, all right, please say.
Krishna's avatar.
Krishna's avatar, yeah? One avatar of Krishna, all right. How many avatars of Krishna are there? Dash avatar. Well, 10 are very famous, but actually there are unlimited. Who are the 10? Dash avatara. Who's the first one? Matsya avatara. Number 2? I missed one. Matsya. Number 2? Did they say? They didn't say Kurma. They missed Kurma. They said Kurma? Okay. Then? Number 4? 4? Four is not Vamana. Narasimha. Then 5. Vamana. Parashuram. Not Balaram. Ram. Which Ram? There are 3 Rams. There are 3 Rams. Who are the 3 Rams? So Ram. Now Parashuram is 6. Then 7 is? Sri Ram means Ayodhya Ram. Dasharat Sutta. Dasharati Ram. Then, next, 8. Well, actually, there are different lists. So, Balaram we can say. Next one? Yeah, actually, in the Sri Vaishnavas, they say next one is Krishna, but others say Buddha. According to the Sri Vaishnavas, they don't accept Buddha as an avatar. So, number 9, some say Krishna and some say Buddha. But actually, Krishna is the source of all the avatars. And number 10? Which Kalki avatar? This one in India who calls himself Kalki? No. The actual Kalki avatar will come at the end of Kali Yuga. When is the end of Kali Yuga? How many more years? 5 years? All right. So this guy in India who calls himself Kalki avatar is bogus because he's not Kalki avatar. It's the wrong time. So what about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He's not one of the Dash avataram. But he's actually non-different from Krishna, who's the source of all the avatars. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stated, Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumita Saha. So this clearly indicates Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Priti Vite Ache Jato Nagaradigram Sabatra Pracha Hoibe Moranam. So now that's true. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Nam is spread all over the world. Who spread Krishna Bhakti all over the world? Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada was a genuine guru. Most so-called gurus promote themselves. They call themselves God, but they are simply cheating. Prabhupada was a genuine guru because he taught everyone Bhagavad Gita Unmai Uravil. He didn't say, I am God. He said, I am a servant of God. You are also a servant of God. And Srila Prabhupada taught everyone to lead a very pure life. What are the principles that Prabhupada taught to lead a pure life? Does anyone know? Anyone knows? Say it again in the mic so everyone can hear. Mamisham, Madhyam. Mamisham? Duta in Sanskritum. Gambling. And Mahila, another ma. And no illicit sex. And also no illicit sexual. Madhyam. And then also no illicit mixing. So if the so-called guru teaches you can eat what you like, you can drink what you like, you can do what you like, and still become spiritually advanced, then they are simply cheating. So please lead a pure life and chant Hare Krishna, and you will realize Krishna. Now, if any of you have any questions, you could write them down on a piece of paper and give them to us, and we'll try to answer your questions. You all have pen and paper here. Good students should always have pen and paper. We can tell that we have many books available here, including one book that I wrote about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so you can find out more about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, any questions? Well, you see, there are actually, in that chapter of Bhagavatam, it stated, avataram hi asankhyayam. There are unlimited avatars. So, in that chapter, the names with a brief description of the principal avatars, those avatars are given. But later in Bhagavatam, these avatars are described in more detail. So if you're anxious to know about these avatars in detail, that's very nice. But if I was to tell you in detail about all of them now, then we'll be here till next week. And it would be very nice to spend a week here talking about the different avatars of the Lord. But I have to go to other places also. So I suggest you study Bhagavatam for yourself. Then you can learn about these other avatars. Some of them are there. They're given as Ajit Avatar, Mohini Murti, then Prishnigarbha, who did the Gajendra Mokshan, Danvantari, Rishabhadev, Prithu. So these are all described there. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satyadananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller among all controllers. He is the origin of everything. Nothing is the origin of him. His form is eternal and composed of bliss and knowledge. He is the cause of all causes. Janmadya sayaton vyaditratas charte svavigna swarate ne brahma hridaya adi kavye mohyanti yat suryaha tejo vari mridang yatha vinimayo yatrachi sargo mrisha dhamna swena sadani rasta kuha kang satyang parang dhimahi. This is the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Each word is full of great meaning. Briefly, we can summarize that by him is effected the creation, maintenance and destruction of the manifest universes. He is full of knowledge and completely independent. He first imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahma. By him, even the great demigods are bewildered. Due to his power, this world appears to be real. Although actually it is like a mirage. He always resides in his own dham, and he is always free from all kinds of illusion or contamination. He is the supreme reality. So again, to answer this question fully would take... It's not possible because Krishna is unlimited. So I'm just giving a brief summary. It's very nice that you're anxious to understand these topics. No, he's not an avatar. An avatar we have to understand from the scriptures. It's only because people are not educated in Shastric knowledge that they could even begin to consider such people as being Bhagavan. At the present time in India, there are about 15 people all claiming to be God. One is saying, I am Bhagavan. No, no, I am Bhagavan. But only foolish people can consider these people as Bhagavan. If we really want to understand Bhagavan, we have to understand from the Vedic scriptures and from the bona fide devotees, not simply from sentiment. Just because someone comes and many people say he's Bhagavan doesn't make him Bhagavan. Not by vote or by public opinion. In Shastra it's stated, Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasya shriyaha jnana vairagya yoschaiva shannang bhaga itingana. These are the six principal qualities of Bhagavan. All wealth, all strength, all knowledge, all beauty, all fame and all renunciation. So Krishna is famous as being very beautiful, isn't it? What about this so-called Satya Sai Baba? Is he very beautiful? If we want to be honest, we have to say he's one of the ugliest people on the planet. So how can he be Bhagavan? It's nonsense. How can he be Bhagavan? It's nonsense to consider him as Bhagavan. Now all his big hair is falling out and he's in a wheelchair. This is not Bhagavan. Please, I mean, it's not even a... You don't have to be a great Vedic scholar to understand this. You just have to have a little common sense. Yeah, no? That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. How to do these activities practically in your day-to-day life. For this purpose, there is one book we have here called Bhakti Yogam, which teaches you how you can do Nam Japam at home, how you can set up an altar for doing puja at home, how you can offer your food to Krishna at home, etc. Ityadi. Anything else? We have to understand from Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Aham adirhi devanam, I am the source of all the different gods. They are subordinate to him. Krishna is the original, supreme, absolute truth. All the different demigods are simply his servants. They are powerful servants, but servants nevertheless. In the Shastra, there is a description of genuine bhakti as distinguished from the chayabhas rati, which means the shadow or reflection of actual bhakti. Some people, they have some emotion which makes them feel as if they are full of bhav, but that is not the genuine thing. That is only a mundane sentiment. If someone had actual bhav for Krishna, they would publish books with Krishna's picture on the cover and not their own picture. Can you see the difference? Prabhupada published so many books with pictures of Krishna on the cover. And all these bogus people, these cheaters, these rascals, these demons, they publish books with their own picture on their cover. They want themselves glorified. So if she actually has bhakti for Krishna, then why does she not put Krishna on the cover? A real bhakta wants that Krishna will be glorified. And a demon like Ravana or Hiranyakashipu wants themselves glorified. So just see the difference. She's saying, I have bhav for Krishna. Krishna never said, I have bhav for Amma. They're trying to get some importance by taking the name of Krishna. All the demigods are praising Krishna. Yang Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyai, Stavai. All the Brahma, Shiva, the Maruts, Indra, Chandra, they're all glorifying Krishna. They're not so stupid that they're glorifying this Sai Baba or so-called Amma or any other demon like this. These people are like Kamsa. Kamsa wanted that I shall be glorified. Of course, they're not such big or important demons that Krishna personally comes and kills them. They'll just die under Maya and go to hell. If she's actually God, I say she's not God. I say she's imitation. If she's God, let her kill me by her mystic power. They can't do anything. They can just talk, that's all. Maybe do a few magic tricks. The place for magic is in the circus. In the circus you see so many magic tricks. Does it mean that the circus magician is Bhagavan? All right. So, shall we have more kirtan? We have prasadam for distribution? Then we... All right. So, shall I give everyone a little? They can all come up. Sulanga, Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Hare
Krishna! Krishna Krishna!
Krishna
Hare Hare!
Hare Hare!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Hare Rama!
Rama
Rama!
Hare Hare!
Hare
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Hare Krishna!